Hey everyone, and welcome. This is our very first mastermind recap coming to you from beautiful Kelowna, Canada.
Yeah, hello. We're Matthew and Taylor. And basically, we're here to bring you those quick hit insights, the wins, the real strategies from our weekly Street Techs masterminds.
Right, all wrapped up into short, hopefully powerful deep dives. And
Exactly.
summer's heating up, which for a lot of agents means the market is too. It
Yeah.
feels like the perfect time to kind of refocus, dial in that follow-up, and really take action that, well, that actually converts.
Absolutely. And look, we'd love to hear from you too. If there's something specific you want us to cover down the line, maybe a win you want to share, or even a challenge you're bumping up against, just let us know.
Yeah, this is really all about helping you grow.
Okay, let's get into it.
So, ever feel like you're just constantly chasing new leads, pouring all this energy into finding new people?
Yeah, the shiny new object syndrome.
Exactly. While that existing database you've built just sits there, it's like this untapped treasure trove.
It really is such a common thing in real estate. And honestly, figuring out how to bridge that gap, it can feel like just information overload sometimes.
Totally. Well, today we want to give you kind of a shortcut, a more direct path to being well informed on this.
Okay.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today, our mission really is to explore how you can transform your existing real estate pipeline.
Yes, the one you already have.
Right. We're going to unearth some, actionable strategies, maybe some surprising facts, and definitely those aha moments we heard directly from real agents, agents who've kind of cracked the code on turning those maybes into actual closed deals.
That's right. And what you're about to hear, it isn't just theory, right? We've pulled these insights like straight from a series of Back to the Basics masterminds.
Okay.
These were agent-led sessions, super candid, where they shared their wins, yeah, but also their struggles.
The real stuff, and the specific shifts, the small things sometimes, that changed everything for them. We focused on four main themes: optimizing lead gen, building really solid nurturing systems, mastering remarketing, and then using data to keep getting better. So this is proving stuff from the field.
Exactly. Proven practices brought right to you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this then, starting with what feels like maybe the most crucial piece, that fundamental mindset shift. The one that really changed everything for so many agents.
Yeah.
We heard tons of stories about moving from seeing leads as just a maybe, this kind of distant possibility,
Right, like a lottery ticket.
yeah, to seeing them as a solid, active pipeline. But for someone who's always focused on getting new leads, what's the actual hardest part about making that switch? Like, what's the resistance agents usually feel?
That's a great question. Because, yeah, often the first hurdle is just this belief that new is always better. It's almost ingrained.
But what's so fascinating is hearing agent after agent share that their biggest breakthroughs didn't come from more leads. They came from a totally different approach to the ones they already had.
Okay.
Take Leon, for example. He always jokes. He says, "Why chase new clients if you ain't working the old ones?"
Right. Huh. Simple but true.
Totally. And his simple consistency, just monthly mail outs and emails to his database, that alone generated two listings from one old referral.
Wow.
So
Okay.
the insight there is like these low effort but high frequency touch points. They can transform these, dormant contacts into active referral generating assets. It's just remembering that the leads you have, they've already shown some interest at some point.
And it's not just Leon, right? We heard Sarah, she's an IS.
Right, inside sales agent.
Yeah, focus on qualifying and nurturing. She actually said she prefers calling leads from like a year or two ago.
Interesting. Why?
Because she knows the timeline for action is often closer with them. They've had time to think, maybe their situation changed.
Right.
And then Heather shared that wild story about a lead who was super standoffish at first, literally asked her, "Yeah, what do you want?"
Oof. Most people would probably just hang up there.
Totally. But Heather, she just kept asking questions, didn't take it personally, and by the end of the call, he was booking an appointment and mentioned he had multiple properties she could maybe list. Incredible. See, these stories, they really bring up that key question. Are you treating your existing contacts like a real business pipeline? Or is it more like, a side hustle you get to when you have spare time?
Yeah. Terry's story is another powerful example of just unwavering commitment. She called one woman 12 times. 12. Over several months, no answer.
Wow.
Then just yesterday, the woman finally picks up. Turns out she was going through cancer treatment. And now, Terry's helping her buy a home.
That's intense. It's more than just persistence, then.
Way more. It's about like radical empathy sometimes. And that unwavering commitment to just meet clients where they are, even when the timeline is totally unpredictable. Your follow-up, it's not just about closing the deal, it's building trust through that consistent, non-demanding presence.
Right. So these stories, they really highlight that critical shift. Persistence plus a long-term view. That's what turns old leads into real active opportunities. That mindset shift is huge.
Okay, so now let's explore how the right tools can kind of amplify that approach, right? Help agents scale those efforts.
Yeah.
We heard some really amazing stories about how upgrading the depth of information agents had on their leads just completely transformed lead quality and conversions.
Exactly. And this is where those advanced data enrichment tools really come into play. We've always kind of seen that many buyer campaigns are secretly seller ads, right?
Yeah, someone wants to buy, but first they got to sell their current place.
Yeah.
Precisely. So tools like Lead Reveal, especially on our scale plans, they automatically enrich leads by basically scouring public records.
Yeah.
They don't just give you more data points. They transform what looks like a generic buyer lead into a potentially qualified seller opportunity.
Okay, so break that down. A buyer lead comes in, and then suddenly a tool like Lead Reveal tells you, hey, this person's a homeowner.
Yeah, and maybe tells you when the home was last sold, its estimated value, maybe if it's owner-occupied or even in a living trust. Steve actually showed us match rates from like almost 14% up to an incredible 36.5% for homeowners identified.
36%. So imagine like almost 1 in 3 or 1 in 5 leads coming in already flagged as a homeowner.
It's powerful information. Wendy even mentioned how this data, especially when you plug it into tools like Fellow, that popular CRM companion,
right,
it makes the follow-up emails so much more relevant because now they can actually ask, hey, is this your home? Do you want to know its current value? It's specific.
Got it. So it's not just more data, it's actionable intelligence.
Exactly. The bigger picture here is that these tools take what might seem like a raw, kind of undifferentiated lead, and they just elevate its value. They give you real data for much more targeted follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about uncovering those hidden opportunities sitting right there in your existing database. So yeah, if you're sitting on leads but, you know, not converting them, maybe it really is time to unlock what these agents did by using these kinds of data enrichment tools.
Okay, so speaking of converting, once you have that richer data, what do you actually say? We definitely heard some fantastic follow-up scripts, specific lines in agent discussions this month that really seemed to work.
Yeah, there were some gems. One that got a lot of buzz was from Wendy. She found her email with the highest open and response rate in her home value automation sequence.
Yeah.
It was the month 3 email.
Okay, what was special about it? The subject line was just, sorry, just have a quick question.
Yeah.
Huh, simple.
Super simple. The key was that simplicity and the personal feel. It made the recipient think she literally just typed it out quickly just for them.
Right, it doesn't scream automated sales pitch.
Exactly. It bypasses that sales filter, taps into like natural human curiosity, maybe that desire to be helpful.
Yeah.
And Leon, he boosted his response rate by 20% just by tweaking his texts to be more engaging.
Just small tweaks making a big difference. And remember Lacey's story, she initially felt kind of creepy, her word.
Right, about friending an unresponsive lead on Facebook.
Yeah, a home value lead. But her message, which was basically, hey, just wanted to reach out. You requested a home value. I don't think you got it. Wanted to make sure you did. That got an immediate response.
And led to an appointment and a listing, right.
Yeah, it's about reaching out with perceived value, being authentic, but not, you know, pushy or intrusive.
Totally.
The takeaway here is pretty clear. Test one of these messages, like right now. Try it on an old lead in your system and just see what happens. And you might be really surprised by the response you get. Yeah, it's worth a shot, definitely.
And these kinds of strategies, they really tie into that bigger theme we were seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Turning a large database into actual wins, listings, deals through consistent nurture and having that long game mindset.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely about more than just that first contact.
That's such a powerful point about consistency. And it leads us right into what Debbie discovered when she turned her ads back on.
Oh, yeah, the downsizing ad.
Right, targeting seniors looking to move. She quickly got, what, 65 new leads?
Yeah, 65 leads. And the cost was amazing, under $3 per lead on average. Super efficient.
Incredible. And Shane, just by being aggressive with following up on his home value leads, he set 4 appointments and signed 2 listings in just a month and a half. See, it's not just getting the lead. It's the follow through. What you do with them over time, that's the difference maker.
Mm-hmm.
It also really underlines the importance of just consistently staying in front of people, not just chasing the new ones all the time.
Yeah.
Duncan, for instance, he got that $500,000 new construction deal.
Right, from an out-of-state lead.
Yeah, a downsizing lead. And get this, the lead clicked way back in January.
Yeah.
And it was actually the daughter who clicked initially.
Oh, interesting.
But the parents ended up being the buyers. He admitted he kind of missed out on the referral for selling their old house, but that long-term nurturing, it still paid off big time.
So whether it's email, text, remarketing, just that consistent presence keeps you top of mind.
Exactly. Which really highlights that core idea.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need more leads all the time.
Right.
You often need a better, more, you know, robust system for the ones you already have. It's about optimizing that flow.
Precisely. Think about remarketing, for example. It basically acts like your persistent billboard, right there on the highway of the Facebook newsfeed. Yeah, it keeps popping up.
It's not about generating new leads necessarily, but constantly reminding your entire database, including your past clients, hey, I'm still here, I'm active in the market, I'm the leader.
Right.
And then integrating tools like Homebot, Fellow, Real Scout, Lofty. These things that automate property searches or value updates for your leads, that ensures they're always getting relevant info from you without you having to manually send every single thing.
Okay, automation is key there. Now let's pivot to some like immediate tangible wins we heard, stuff you could actually copy maybe this week.
Yeah, the quick breakthroughs.
Right. These aren't just success stories, but like specific actions agents took.
Okay, one that was really cool is from an admin. She figured out how to use AI tools, I think it was on Canva.
Oh, yeah.
To edit new construction photos. She was taking pictures of like dirt lots and transforming them into beautiful lawns, changing bare winter trees to look lush and green.
Wow. So making properties look market ready before they even are.
Exactly. Which means agents can start marketing that property way faster.
Yeah.
They can capture buyer interest during construction or even in the off season. That speeds up the time to market, huge competitive advantage.
Yeah, definitely. And it speaks to overcoming that mental block of needing everything to be perfect or waiting for completion.
Totally. It's about getting ahead.
Okay, what's another one?
Another great win. Circling back to Duncan's $500,000 deal.
The new construction one.
Yeah. His key immediate win there was simply not dismissing that lead when it seemed indirect, you know, because the daughter clicked first.
Yeah, okay.
He overcame that mental barrier of feeling like you need the primary decision maker to click first.
Mm.
He realized that any contact point, even a child's click exploring for their parents, can lead to a major opportunity if you see the wider family network.
That's a good reminder. Don't prejudge the lead source too quickly.
Exactly. And then there's Wendy's win with setting up those automated property searches.
Mm.
She realized she could configure her CRM, KV Core, Real Scout, Lofty, whichever one, to automatically trigger property searches based on the tags that came in from the ads. Like if the tag was pool homes in Las Vegas.
Boom. The search starts automatically.
Right. It eliminated hours of manual work for her team and made sure leads got instant, relevant updates. She basically overcame that barrier of, ugh, this is too much manual work, by just leaning into the automation capabilities she already had.
Okay, so leveraging AI for visuals, not dismissing indirect leads, and automating follow-up, those are solid, actionable wins.
Yeah, and they really show that even small, consistent tweaks to your systems, your communication, they can yield really significant returns over time. It's kind of like how Facebook's algorithms work, right? They learn and get better with consistent engagement. That's a great analogy. So the advice is pick one, just one of these ideas, just one. Try it this week. You might find the solution is way closer than you think. So wrapping things up, the core message today seems really powerful. The ability to grow your business often isn't about that endless chase for new leads.
Right. It's more about consistently and strategically re-engaging the people you already know. The ones already in your world.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that crucial mindset shift, you know, from maybe to pipeline. We looked at how tools like Lead Reveal can unlock those hidden opportunities in your database.
Yeah, the seller hiding inside the buyer lead.
Exactly. And the impact of those authentic, persistent follow-up strategies, plus the critical role data plays in just fine-tuning everything for continuous improvement.
Yeah, and these insights, remember, they came directly from real agents sharing their measurable results.
Mm.
It offers a pretty clear path forward, I think. It really boils down to that idea of just do it.
Taking imperfect action.
Yes, taking imperfect action, iterating as you go, rather than getting stuck in, you know, analysis paralysis or needing everything to be perfect before you start. Remember, even those small, consistent tweaks, they compound. They can lead to really significant gains down the road.
Okay, so as we wrap up, I want to leave everyone listening with a Maybe a provocative thought to chew on? In this world of just constant noise, shrinking attention spans, is your business truly prioritizing conversation and that consistent presence? Or is it kind of getting lost in the shuffle?
Good question.
Yeah.
So the challenge is this. Pick just one new strategy or tool we talked about today. Maybe it's trying out remarketing bundles. Maybe it's refining a follow-up script like Wendy's. Or maybe it's just reaching out to one old lead you haven't talked to in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Apply it this week. Just start. Because you really might be on the cusp of a breakthrough. You're way closer than you think.